Israel's defense minister today said Israel is willing to suspend military operations against Palestinian militants if they call off attacks. He also said Hamas and Islamic Jihad have agreed to a 30-day ceasefire in the attacks, although Palestinian officials said a ceasefire had not yet been finalized. Both sides agree the level of violence has decreased significantly, and they said they are cautiously optimistic that something is changing. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Since 3,000 Palestinian police deployed in northern Gaza this weekend, there have been no Palestinian rocket attacks or mortars fired at Jewish settlements in Gaza, according to an army spokesman. He said there have been isolated incidents in the rest of Gaza, including an explosive device that went off today near an Israeli army patrol and an anti-tank missile fired near a Jewish settlement. But overall, the level of violence is down. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Mark Regev says there is a perceptible change and that Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, known by his nickname Abu Mazen, seems serious about ending violence.
So things are looking good this morning, and I think if this current tendency continues and we see the Palestinians seriously trying to deal with the issue of terrorism, I think we could move ahead quite quickly on a whole bunch of other issues, and we could see a meeting between Ariel Sharon and Abu Mazen sooner rather than later.
Israel's defense minister Shaul Mofaz today said Abbas has convinced Hamas and Islamic Jihad to agree to a 30-day ceasefire. There were conflicting responses from Hamas on whether a ceasefire has been finalized. Palestinian cabinet minister Saab Erekat says a ceasefire is close and that Israel must help Abbas maintain quiet.
Talks are progressing very well, but I cannot say that an agreement has been concluded yet. To this end, I call upon the Israeli government to resume negotiating with us in order to prepare for a joint declaration of cessation of violence against the other once the agreement is concluded.
Both sides agree there has been a significant drop in violence over the past few days. Israeli officials say part of the quiet is due to the 4-day Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha, which ends today. But Regev says there is a markedly different atmosphere with Abbas as president of the Palestinian Authority than with his predecessor, Yasser Arafat.
The last few days have shown that Abbas appears to be serious, that he has deployed the security forces in Gaza, that he's trying to prevent the launch of the rockets into Israel. And this has given us all a feeling that this process can work and hopefully will work.
Israel's weekly cabinet meeting was held today in the southern Israeli town of Sderot, in which 5 residents have been killed by Qassam rockets over the past few months. Sharon told the cabinet that he hopes the quiet will last, but if it doesn't, he said, the Israeli army will act to end the firing of rockets. Israeli media reported this weekend that Sharon last week postponed a planned large-scale Israeli incursion of Gaza at the last minute to give Abbas one last chance to end the rocket and mortar fire. Israeli officials say that so far they have been surprised by how quickly Abbas has moved to stop the attacks. They say it shows the Palestinian security forces in Gaza are organized and can crack down on militant groups. But officials on both sides warn that the calm is still tenuous, and each side is urging the other not to do anything to shatter it. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.